your show. We're launching into hour number three, a program you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online, freetalklive.com, the place to go. All the features on the site, we give them away, so enjoy those on us. That, again, is freetalklive.com. As we go right into the phones here with kind of an interesting little radio experiment. I like to do a little radio experimentation from time to time, and I was on the phone with Michael Zwirling, who is the president and owner of our affiliate out in California, mm-hmm. in Santa Cruz, KSCO. And Michael said, you know, the afternoon guy there at the station, because it's obviously West Coast, so the third hour of our show is on from 5 to 6 p.m. there.
Sounds right.
6 to 7 p.m. rather. And so the guy who does the afternoon drive shift before 6 p.m., he's been listening to the show since we're the show that's after him, and he's had a few things that he's wanted to, you know, hash out with us, or maybe just with me. I'm not really sure yet what we're going to quite get into here. And so he asked if I'd have him on the show and, you know, talk to this guy and discuss some issues. So I figured, sure, let's do it. His name is Charlie Friedman, and he is the host of Happy Hour over on our affiliate, KSCO. Charlie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, Ian. Hello, Mark. How are you doing tonight?
Good, sir.
Just super. And you?
You got the time right at 6 o'clock out here.
Yes.
79 degrees, clear skies. I always put in a word for the Chamber of Commerce.
So, Charlie, you've been listening to Free Talk Live. You're just as new as anybody else in the Santa Cruz area to our show. What's your impression been so far?
It's in a way, it's kind of nostalgic for me. Awesome. I'm a little older than you. I'm 55. Back in the late 70s, I was going to local university here, getting my undergrad degree. And in the politics courses that I was taking, we went into all kinds of theories. And one of the ones I was most attracted to was libertarianism, because I was and still am interested in human freedom.
Okay.
And we got into all kinds of the arcana of it, but I found that pure libertarianism, as I see you gentlemen espousing it, is more of an academic exercise than something that has, a place in the real world. For example, the other night I was listening and you were speaking about immigration. You were taking the position that if you allow people their freedom, they have the right to live wherever they want to live. And that if a person wants to come into the United States, that's their business. That, you know, they're free to do that. I understand that argument, but it rejects the concept of nation-statehood. The American nation has a right to safeguard its own borders.
And it absolutely does reject that. And I'd like to say that there is no such thing as a nation-state, and there's certainly no such thing as nation-states' rights. Only individuals have rights, Charlie.
That's very interesting. This is very reminiscent of what Carl Hess wrote in Dear America, which we were talking earlier today. I recommended the book to you. I think you'd find it very interesting.
Before you go any further, Carl, we have two points of view on this show. Ian's, which is this free marketeer, I want the government to go away completely point of view, and mine, which is sort of a small government point of view. Now, I believe that free people should be able to move across borders freely. I believe the same thing. I just simply believe that we need to do away with welfare and laws that say that hospitals have to give medical care to people just because they, I don't know, have a heartbeat. These sort of welfare incentives that get deadbeats to come across our border. But I would forget everything else. I would open up the borders if we could get rid of welfare.
Well, we're not going to do that, unfortunately.
But we're going to close the border?
Your views on the welfare system and mine would probably be very similar.
Absolutely. Here's the problem, though. Here's what I want to address, though. We agree on the welfare issue, but you just gave it up for dead. But you do believe that somehow we're going to control immigration. How is it that you believe that government is capable of handling the immigration issue, but we're not, as citizens, capable of getting rid of welfare?
Actually, government is capable of doing either one. In 1995, I believe it was, when the Republicans took Congress, we had a welfare reform that did away with AFDC. So if these things are possible, and we have seen progress.
Okay.
Progress is, you know, getting to a situation that's better than you had.
I'm all for it. I saw some welfare reform, and I liked it.
we had unlimited immigration in this country up until, I believe, 1923 or so.
Sounds right.
At which time the Congress decided, you know, if we continue to have people just coming here willy-nilly, we're going to be swamped.
Mm-hmm.
And they set laws establishing quotas.
I'm not sure why they thought that. I mean, in today's day and age, not even in the 20s, but today, I think something like 96% of America is completely uninhabited. So not really sure what their rationale was. I think that was just, you know, some bureaucrats wanted to create a new program.
No, I think they were thinking about it in cultural terms. And in a sense, they had an argument. Now, in those days, I will not deny that they were being rather... xenophobic.
Isolation?
Is the word I was looking for.
Xenophobia?
Nowadays, it's not so much a matter of xenophobia. It's a matter of how many people can we handle. Today, you know, you pointed out 96% of the country doesn't have that many people in it. Well, yeah, how many people want to live on the plains of North Dakota?
Now, hold on. I do a talk show every single night, and I hear people complain constantly.
Much higher populations 100 years ago than they do today. That's something we can't control, and we shouldn't try to control.
Now, wait a second. I do a talk show every single day. I hear people call in constantly and complain about the culture issue, not about overcrowding. Overcrowding is a straw man. It's just not so. I mean, most of those western states are almost completely unoccupied. People could absolutely build huge cities in the deserts there.
Right.
Look at Vegas.
The cities didn't pop up magically.
Vegas exists after 1923 or whatever. So, I mean, you know, the population issue is a straw man, and in fact, it really boils down to culture. We've got to protect our culture, which is what all these people say.
Well, one thing that's freaked out a lot of people here in California is that there's a very small number of people coming in, and let's be blunt, this group of people are Latinos, and they come in, and they have a determination not to assimilate.
Oh, sure.
They do not come here with the idea of becoming Americans and participating in our society the way immigrants traditionally have.
Now, I can explain the mentality.
People make a lot more noise than what their numbers would indicate.
I can tell you, Charlie,
it's kicking up a lot of trouble.
That if somebody told me that I must assimilate, that I would reject that concept as an anti-authoritarian and say, screw your assimilation, I'll do everything I can to not assimilate. And that's if someone told me I must. Now,
okay,
if you don't tell somebody they have to do something, then they'll do it on their own.
If that's the case, you're welcome to feel that way, and I would suggest that rather than be here and not assimilate, you stay where you came from, where you can be happy and blend in and have a nice life.
Charlie, there's all kinds of market incentives for people to blend in, for people to assimilate. All kinds of market incentives, including the ingredients on your loaf of bread being written in English. And the evidence is overwhelming that after two generations, all immigrants, which is all of our ancestors, almost all of our ancestors, assimilate. And I firmly believe that all these immigrants will assimilate, too.
Right. These are the same objections that everybody has about the Polacks and the Germans.
They probably will, but there's a question as to how many we can handle at a time. And that question is something I don't want to debate with you because I don't have an answer to it, and neither do you.
No, I can tell you that we have far fewer immigrants currently. We have far fewer immigrants currently, Charlie, than
we
have had in our past as far as a per capita number.
We have the right to regulate our borders and decide who will come in and
who
will not.
Who is we, and how did you get the right, Charlie? That's what I'd like to know.
Okay, if you're going to accept basic Lockean social contract, we have a country here.
I don't accept social contract.
No, he doesn't.
Where the hell's the contract? When did I sign it?
Okay, in that case, I would suggest this to you then. You are welcome to take that point of view. I would suggest to you that virtually no one in terms of your total population, is going to accept that. Most people, and I'm not talking about just in this country, most people around the world are invested in the concept of their nationality. Chinese regard themselves as Chinese. French regard themselves as French, etc., etc. If you argue against the concept of nation statehood, and I understand the argument, it was exactly what Carl Hess was putting forward 30 years ago. I don't believe it has any application in the real world because it is not accepted by any but a tiny minority of people.
Well, you know what, Charlie? People used to believe the world was flat. most people used to believe the world was flat. There was a minority of people out there that said, you know, I don't think you're right about that. And they were laughed at and jeered at. And no one believes what you believe.
The world being flat is demonstrably, scientifically, empirically
and I can
incorrect.
And I can demonstrate
nation
that there's no such thing as a nation state. Hold on. We'll bring you back. I'll bring you back, Charlie, and I'll demonstrate to you that there is no such thing as a nation state. Mark's going to disagree, of course.
Absolutely.
But 800-259-9231, it's a fantasy in the minds of a lot of men. We'll explain coming up. Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1267 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1267. 1-800-339-1267.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are for free. We've got updates. Get signed up, and we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. You'll know first if you're on the list at updates.freetalklive.com. That is updates.freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us today. We'll find liberty together. That's rlc.org.
Now then, we're on the line with Charlie Friedman. He's the host of a local talk show in KSCO land out in Santa Cruz, California. It's one of our affiliates that picks up the third hour of our weekday show. So he's the guy that's on before Free Talk Live. And, you know, he's been listening to the show after he gets off work and has been enjoying what he's been hearing. But had a few issues he wanted to hash out with us, so I figured we'd have him on the program. So
yeah, generally, conservatives can handle the show. It's the liberals that it just drives crazy.
I don't know if that's a statement you can make at all.
Not entirely, but to some extent, that's what I see. I see the conservatives want to get on and debate the social issues, whereas liberals just hate the idea of our economic issues.
Let's go back to Charlie. Let's bring him back on from Santa Cruz. Charlie, are you there?
Yes, sir. I sure am, Ian.
Now we started out by bickering about immigration, and Mark and I could go back and forth with you on that one for, you know, an entire hour. But then you touched on some real fine points that I thought needed to be rebutted. Now, Mark's actually probably going to take your side on this one, so I just want to kind of hash this out with you a little bit, because you were talking about the concept of nation states having a right to do certain things, like restrict immigration, and I suggested that there's no such thing as a nation state. And the facts are there is no such thing as a nation state. All there are individuals. In fact, I mean, I'd like to cite a great book by a man named Mark Stevens. Adventures in Legal Land is his book, and his website is adventuresinlegalland.com. Let me just give you a quick excerpt here from one of his articles about nations, this concept. He says, let's look at the facts. The states in the United States were allegedly created by pieces of paper and ink called constitutions. Being nothing more than paper and ink, constitutions are only obligatory on men and women as contracts, agreements, or compacts. After all, a body politic is supposed to be a voluntary association. And then he references Lysander Spooner's No Treason, the Constitution of No Authority. As stated therein, the Constitution is unsigned and as such created nothing. Myth number one is dispelled on that alone. That is that there are no states or United States. In other words, there is no nation. Basically, Charlie, the wool has been pulled over everybody's eyes by these men who, violent men, the people running government, that want you to believe in this concept. They want you to believe there is a nation state when, in fact, there is no such thing. There are just people inhabiting land. That's it, and that's all. Just because a bunch of people believe something is true doesn't necessarily make it true. That's a logical fallacy, and I'm sorry to, you know, be the bearer of bad news in that way, but it's just not the case. All there are individuals and people using violence on over others to get their way.
It's interesting. You began by saying, well, people used to believe the world was flat, and now they don't. If you go down the street and tell people the world is flat, you're going to run into a lot of people who will disagree with you, and they're right.
Most of them.
But if you go down the street and tell people there is no such thing as the United States of America, you're not going to run into too many people who disagree who agree with that.
Sure,
the simple fact
of
the matter is that government is instituted among the people by consent of the governed. If you go back and you read our founding documents, the people who came together and drafted those had in mind an idea of establishing a new experiment in self-government under social contract. The idea that people would be able to voluntarily associate themselves with this government, pledge their allegiance to it, and be willing to live by its decisions when they were made.
But nobody
voluntarily
does that, Charlie.
Even if in particular cases those decisions happen to be things they didn't like.
But Charlie, that's all fantasy. That's what those men in the room
said. It's a matter of voluntary association.
There's no voluntary
association. That's what the Constitution is all about.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me that that we've all voluntarily associated with this government? We can just unassociate from it?
We associated with it back in 1787.
No, I wasn't alive then.
We have continued to participate
in this
government
fantasy,
because
Charlie.
We've continued to participate in this government because we believe in it, and it is to our advantage.
But I don't
the
believe
proof of
in
that
this
is
government.
That any time anyone wants to leave this country, they're free to do so. This
I don't want to leave this country, Charlie.
No, I'm not suggesting that you do. I'm suggesting that anybody who is dissatisfied with it can see something else that they like somewhere better and go to that. There's nothing against that.
So it's not a free country, is what you're saying. It's not free.
It's not as free as I'd like it to be, but it's certainly just about the best that I see on the face of the globe. You've told me you don't want to leave. Well, sir, neither do I. We're in agreement.
I'm not leaving, and I did not sign a social contract. I did not agree to the Constitution. The men back in the 1700s agreed to it, and how you can argue that men that aren't even related to me, even if they were, it wouldn't matter, how anybody who lived hundreds of years ago can bind me to some sort of agreement that I had no part of is absolute pure fantasy.
Charlie, okay, do you? Let me ask you a question then. Do you vote?
Occasionally, I may bring myself to go and vote if there's somebody worth voting for, but
okay.
that does not mean I consent to their rules, sir.
Do you own property?
I do own property.
Do you expect the government to safeguard your property rights?
No, not at all. The government.
Now, I'm gonna. You feel my pain now, Charlie. This is what my life is like every single day.
If you're gonna say a good thing about the Kello decision, we're gonna have a fight.
No, I would absolutely.
The hell would I say good about that?
There's nothing.
I didn't think so. I was being facetious.
No. The government has plays no role in protecting your property. If you go to
the government, actually does protect your property.
No, it doesn't.
There's legal recourse if somebody attempts.
Wait a second. If they were actually responsible for protecting your property, every time your house got broken into, you could file with the government to pay you back. But they don't, because they're not responsible for your property. They'll go, if you get shot, they'll likely send out a meat wagon to come and haul your dead body away. But they're not responsible for protecting you.
Well, I can tell you this, my friend. Sometimes it works well. For example, back in 1989, we had one hell of an earthquake out here.
Mm-hmm.
And my house would have burned down if it were not for the fact that firefighters, government people, actually showed up and put the fire out and saved my house and all my belongings therein.
92% of the fire departments in America are volunteer, Charlie, by citizens, not by professional bureaucrats.
Now you're talking about services that people actually want. In the absence of a government, these are services that would exist and be provided by the marketplace, and they are in most places, as Mark just rightfully pointed out. So let's not focus on these services that people actually want.
Okay, if you're going to speak in favor of privatization, then we won't have an argument, because I agree with that. What I am going to suggest is that you do have certain legal rights. You have, for example, I've got the right to be on this radio program. If you have me, it's your show. We have the right to, First Amendment freedoms. We have our rights to our property. We have our rights to various other things. These are all guaranteed under the Constitution, and these are real guarantees. To say that they have never been abused or misinterpreted is wrong, and I wouldn't take that tack.
At any point that the government wishes to, and somebody doesn't spend thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars to stop them, and the government will also spend your and my money in order to fight you whenever you try to stop them from abusing your rights.
Right. So I'd like to point out that, to answer your earlier question, there are some local services that I find valuable, and hence I pay those local property taxes in order to fund all of that. But as far as the federal government is concerned, they don't offer me squat. I'm not interested in their little agreement or their social contract or their awful services, and I shouldn't have to be compelled to deal with these people. And I'd like for you to explain to me why I should. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. Bringing Charlie back for a little bit more. This is your show. You're welcome to chime in. Maybe join in the conversation if you'd like. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you lacking energy on a daily basis? Do you feel tired all the time? Then it's time for you to try ACT, the healthy energy drink. ACT helps your body with a natural blend of fruit extracts, herbs, and vitamins to deliver healthy cellular energy. ACT contains no caffeine, 4 grams of sugar, and only 22 calories per serving. ACT works within minutes, lasts for hours. ACT is the healthy, feel-good energy drink. Enjoy big savings by ordering ACT wholesale from your own free website. Share your website with friends. Go to GCNLive.com and click on the sponsor link, then click on the ACT banner. Join the ACT Buy Direct consumer movement for free and wholesale order your ACT energy drinks as often as you like. Go to GCNLive.com, click on the sponsors link, then click on the ACT banner and become a free dealer wholesale member. That's GCNLive.com, sponsors link, ACT banner, and experience ACT, the healthy, feel-good energy drink today.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. Keys? Check. New car smell? Check. Contract? Check. You struck your best new car deal, but I'll bet you didn't figure on this. When I come back, I'll ensure you don't miss a very important calculation. Whether it's a classic car or Grandma's chocolate chip cookies, I prefer originals, like the original Scotch Shop towel. Scotch Shop towels are soft, strong, and absorbent. Don't let lookalikes fool you. The original Scotch Shop towels handle tough messes like grease and oil and are durable enough to be used again and again, wet or dry, at home or work. Buy Scotch Shop towels in the blue pop-up box or on a roll. They're an original. You just think you figure the cost of your new car, but don't put away that calculator yet. The added value of insurance could put a heavy drain on your checkbook. Vehicle color, sunroofs, stereo, and tinted windows don't count. But price, body type, rag tops, and weight compute to heavy dollars, as in hundreds every year. So tally the total cost of car ownership. Choose a vehicle, then compare rates among makes, models, and insurance companies. Since 37% of consumers interviewed plan to buy new cars within the next year, this advice will really add up. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to gauge the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. The toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com, the place to go. The wiki's there, over 1,350 pages, created by listeners just like you. It's like the listener-editable version of our website. See what I mean? By heading over to wiki.freetalklive.com, wiki.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. We're on with Charlie Friedman. He's the host of KSCO's Happy Hour out in Santa Cruz. KSCO, one of our newest weekday affiliates. So he's the guy that comes on the air before us. You've been listening to Free Talk Live, wanted to hash out a few issues, so we've got him on the line. And we're talking about some concepts that most people take for granted, I think. And I think Charlie's one of those people, and Mark as well. It's the concept of the nation state, and I'd already rebutted it from one viewpoint earlier, and I'd like to throw in another viewpoint as well. First of all, the thing I suggested earlier was that a bunch of men sitting around in a room 200 years ago, writing stuff down on a piece of paper, does by no means bind me to anything. They can agree and contract with each other to do whatever they want to do, but I cannot be bound by other men signing agreements with each other. Secondly, the whole concept of a nation state depends on citizenship. You know, the idea of a citizen, if you look up the definition, is that a citizen, according to, I think it's Black's Law Dictionary, but to paraphrase, a citizen is somebody that owes a duty of allegiance in return for protection. Charlie was talking earlier about all the services and things like that that, you know, certain governments offer. Well, if it's true that I'm getting services and I have to have this duty of allegiance to the government, that's my duty in order to get the services. Well, according to the Supreme Court, they've ruled again and again that government has no obligation to protect you. That was the whole deal in the first place. Government's supposed to give me protection services. I'm supposed to give them, you know, my allegiance as in return. But the government doesn't give protection services. Now, they have services that they give, but there's no obligation on their part to give those services, according to Supreme Court case after Supreme Court case. And so, therefore, if there is no obligation to protect, then there's no obligation for me to be dutiful towards them. And so, therefore, there's no such thing as a citizen. If there's no such thing as a citizen, then there cannot possibly be such thing as a nation. And, of course, then we haven't even addressed the concept of collectivism. You've been sort of subtly hinting at collectivism throughout this conversation, Charlie. Would you consider yourself a collectivist?
No, I wouldn't. But when you talk about in terms of protection, let me give you the best example I can think of. For 40 years during the period of the Cold War, we were protected by our government against the threat of international communism. We were able to stand that off. I refer to it as World War III. We also won two other world wars in this last century, in each case protecting ourselves against, in the first case, Imperial Germany, in the second case, Nazi Germany,
and
militarist
Japan.
I'm sorry?
How were we threatened by Imperial Germany in World War One?
One.
No, he's saying World War One.
Correct.
If the Allies had lost that war, we would have been isolated. Germany would have been able to dictate terms to us. We could understand that, and so we came into the war on the side of the Allies. If we had not done so, the war would have been lost because the Russians had already been defeated, and Germany was ready to deliver the final blow.
So instead, the war was won, and it was won so handily because of the American involvement that, in fact, the Treaty of Versailles existed. The Treaty of Versailles treated the German country and the German people so horribly that a man named Hitler was able to rise to power and kill millions of Jews.
It's interesting you should mention that the Treaty of Versailles was not written by the United States government, unfortunately.
No, but when we can act
unilaterally, we generally do a better job. As an example, I would commend to you what we did in Japan at the end of World War II, where we did not have to act in concert with any other nations, but rather instead were able to run an occupation and a reformation entirely on our own. The outcome in Japan from 1945 to this day is much different from the regrettable, tragic outcome
Vietnam
that you cited after Versailles.
I'm just wondering how we did in Iraq and Vietnam. We had unilateral control, basically, in those two.
In Vietnam, we crapped out.
The government is just incompetent, even when it comes to prosecuting wars.
No, that's ludicrous. The government is sometimes quite competent.
Oh, please.
Well, when it comes to killing people, it can do that pretty well.
I'm sorry?
When it comes to killing people, government is pretty good. But that's really what it does.
That's true. In the 20th century...
The United States government has been very competent on a number of occasions.
Oh, yeah?
Once again, I would mention we won three world wars, and it wasn't an accident.
We didn't win anything.
To say that the government is always competent is ludicrous.
Now, hold on. We won world wars against other governments. So to say that our government is more competent than another government is like saying my cancer is not as vociferous as your cancer.
Yeah, that much is the case.
Then you're saying that both the United States of America, the American government, and the Soviet communist government are on the same moral level. I don't agree with that.
Governments are about the damn same.
No, I don't agree with that. The Soviet government was illegitimate in the sense that it was not derived from the consent of the governed.
Charlie.
This goes back.
This was not derived from the consent of the governed. The governed are not consenting.
When people vote in elections, they consent by implication to abide by the outcomes of those elections.
Most people don't vote, and no, sir, that is not part of voting. It does not say on my voter's registration form that I consent to abide by the outcomes of the election.
It does not say that there. Nowhere will you find the social contract actually printed on a piece of paper either.
Right, because it's fantasy in the minds of academics, sir.
And therefore, it is real. Let me give you an example. right now you've probably got some pieces of paper in your pocket that are green on one side, black on the other. They had pictures of dead presidents and numbers on them.
Uh-huh.
Now, anybody who knows anything at all about economics will tell you that there's nothing in this world standing behind that money.
That's correct.
There's no gold. There's no nothing.
Well, there's
so
the threat
why
of
in
law.
The world can you take it down someplace and spend it and get something for it? The reason
legislative
why
fiat, sir.
Is because people have confidence in it. People believe that if they accept that bill from you and give you goods, that they will in turn be able to spend that bill someplace else.
That's not exactly
people
true,
understand
Charlie.
That.
Now, hold on.
They accept it. They trust
me,
in it, and therefore it is real.
It's legal tender, which means that the government stands behind it, which means that if, in fact, it's good for all debts, public and private, which means, although it isn't done, I'll give you this, it's not done on a regular basis. If I choose not to accept it, I can face the rule. I can face the government. I can face angry bureaucrats with guns in their hands. It has blood and guns behind it.
No, it doesn't. And you know, this kind of weirded me out because the other day I ran into something like that. There was this place that had a sign up saying, "We do not accept cash." You had to do your transaction there with a credit card, and I raised that argument. I said, "Look, see, it says here legal tender for all debts." I called up an attorney and he told me I was full of it, that they could actually do business that way.
Well, they're still accepting Federal Reserve notes just in, you know, credit card form. So technically they are still complying with the law there. I want to go back to this concept of collectivism, which, again, you've sort of imbued your arguments with many collectivist terms like we did this and we did that. I didn't have anything to do with the things.
Well, I regard myself as an American and I'm quite proud of it.
Well, you know what? You said earlier that the communist threat was effectively rebuffed here in this country, and I found that absolutely laughable, sir. There is if you've ever looked at the 10 communist planks before, we've reached like 7.5 or 8 of them in this country, full on out. Government is in almost total control of the education system, which is one of the most critical communist planks. Wealth redistribution is all over the place in this country. To suggest that we defeated the communists in the Cold War is absolutely absurd, and you're closing your eyes to reality. This country is absolutely has a communistic mentality to it, and it's like how you can even make that claim is bewildering to me.
How you can make that claim is bewildering to me. We do not have a communistic mindset here. To say that there are collectivist elements in our government is unquestionably true. I oppose them. For example, I work in the public schools. I'm a substitute school teacher at North Monterey County High. I would like to see schools all privatized.
Absolutely. Here,
and
here.
I make that argument often. A lot of my fellow teachers disagree with me, but I'll cheerfully make that argument. This is something we can hash out.
This is something, Charlie,
that I frankly think there'll be progress made on. But under a communist system, there would be no opportunity to talk about it, no opportunity to hash it out, no opportunity to reform
it. It
would be all foreclosed.
I didn't say we were 100% communist, sir. I just said that's the direction we're going in, and we did not defeat communism in the early part of the 20th century. It didn't happen. Communism's on the rise in America. Centralized wealth redistribution exists today, and most people accept it. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
You want to lose weight, but there's no way you want to resort to pills or shakes that are full of chemicals or drugs with harmful side effects. We know diets don't work. That's why there is a fat loss patch. The fat loss patch is a self-adhesive dietary aid worn daily that slowly releases all natural ingredients into the skin. The result is a safe and easy way for you to increase your energy levels, maintain a healthy body weight, and curb those horrible sugar cravings, all without irritating side effects or loss of muscle. Just peel it off, stick it on, and live your life. The patch is safe, effective, and clinically tested. Also, the Fat Loss Patch is the most unique product and business opportunity to ever hit the U.S. and international markets. Join as a U.S. or European customer or distributor in this much-needed and fast-growing business. For more information, visit patchmeeting.com or call Judy at 800-766-2133. That's 800-766-2133.
Looking for a new cooling system? Enjoy comfort this summer season with a new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 9/30/07, subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending on your home and climate. Call now for your new cooling system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. We may have enough time to sneak your call in at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site for free. Though we do ask you to voluntarily support the show by going and shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You buy whatever you need for life there, and Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase. I mean, when I say whatever you need, they pretty much got it. 41 categories to shop in, huge selection, great customer service, amazon.freetalklive.com. Shop there when you get a chance. Let's go back to Charlie Friedman. He is another radio show talk host on KSCO, our affiliate out in Santa Cruz. He does his show before ours comes on the air there. And so we just had him on because he wanted to get on with us and hash out a few issues. We've been talking about socialism and talking about this concept of a social contract, which, of course, doesn't exist except in the fantastic minds of many individuals. And the idea that how a nation state is allegedly created and whether or not it really even exists, some very academic things to talk about here. And of course, we'll take your calls if you want to chime in. In fact, we do have a couple calls on hold. We'll get to that shortly here. But I just wanted to make sure we still had Charlie back on the line. Charlie, are you there?
Yes, sir. I sure am.
Did you want to throw out a comment?
I noticed you guys have a line of products you're hawking. You are capitalist pigs. I think that's a good thing.
Yes, yes indeed. Now, did you want to throw out a few thoughts before we start going to these phone calls?
Well, just one. You'd mentioned that, for example, just a moment ago, you said social contact. That's just an idea that a lot of people happen to have. I would remind you that ideas are the most powerful things on the face of the earth. As Barry Goldwater once said, you don't stamp out ideas with bombs and bullets. You stomp them out with better ideas. Now, so far as the concept of nation statehood is concerned, the social contract, these are ideas that have won tremendous acceptance throughout the Western world.
I don't think that's true,
and are catching on now in other parts of the world.
I don't agree. Most Americans don't know what it is.
I argued to you at the outset that if you don't believe a nation state is real, go down the street and talk to its people, and you will find out that you're incorrect.
No, what I will find out is that a bunch of people have been misinformed by their government education systems in order to believe in fantasy.
And all you're saying is that everybody's crazy but you. That doesn't work.
No, there are some people that believe the way that I do, as a matter of fact. And the evidence is behind me, Charlie. You know, you can laugh all you want, Mark, but the evidence is behind me. A bunch of guys sitting in a room somewhere writing stuff down on paper does not create this nation state. It's not
man. It's Washington, Madison, Jefferson, Hamilton, and a bunch of guys creating the greatest framework for government humanity has ever known.
Well, maybe yeah, so, but I would venture to say, Charlie, that they have failed.
It made it possible for you to live the life you live.
Oh, I would venture to say that they have failed because they wanted a republic where people's rights would be protected, and every day this the government that they in fact created chips away at it.
Yep, that's absolutely
they created Frankenstein's monster. Now,
criticism of this government's policies is something that I would help you do.
Oh, I know.
But the fact is that the government is real, it does exist, and this country is on balance a very good thing.
No, oh, the only thing that exists, Charlie, are people with guns forcing their way on others. That's the only thing that exists. They're calling themselves the government, but I did not contract with these
people with guns who are forcing themselves on others are called terrorists, and incidentally, that's one of the things we depend on our government to protect us against.
Well, I would argue that the federal government is more... I would argue you're correct, that the federal government absolutely resembles terrorists. They're forcing their way upon me, and I have nothing... I don't want anything to do with it. I didn't
consent to it. When was the last time you met one of them? Did you speed or run a light or something?
Federal government agents? I met one today. He threatened me with arrest and confiscation of my camera for engaging in my First Amendment right to freedom of press.
What did you do? I'm curious.
I was attempting to videotape an activist being arrested in an IRS office, and he told me, sorry, there's no First Amendment in this office, and then threatened me. So forget about the whole First Amendment. Forget about the Second Amendment. There's 20,000 federal gun laws. You know, we could go down the list. The right to privacy, that's out the window. Fourth Amendment, screwed. I don't want to go down that list because you probably would agree with us on a number of them. But let's go to the phones. We've got Tom in California. He's listening to KSCO. Tom, you're on with Charlie.
Hi, Charlie, I spoke with you earlier today. I just want to say, the government protects you, Charlie, just as every day against these Islamo-fascists. Every day we have soldiers dying for you. So you can stay alive and keep saying this stuff every single day.
Thanks for the call, Tom. Appreciate it.
The Islamo-fascists aren't likely to come here and kill me. Over...
They already killed 3,500 people in New York. What's it take to convince you?
Well, what they were trying to do is they were trying to destroy America. I'd venture to say that they've taken away a good chunk of our freedoms, or the federal government's allowed that to happen.
Right. They've got the terrorists have won. If it's true that they don't want us to be free, it's the government that's restricting freedom.
Well,
it's
that's one of the reasons I'm so much in favor of fighting them in the Middle East instead of here. On the other hand, that's another topic.
It absolutely
right.
is a
and,
huge other topic.
And that means you're in favor of forcibly confiscating wealth from people in order to fund your adventures around the world, which, again,
I'm happy to pay my taxes.
Oh, you may be, but I'm not. What about you, Mark? You want to fund all that crap?
I don't want to fund that war, Charlie.
Right. See, we think that if you
life
pull...
is like that. I tell you what you do. Next election, vote in Hillary Clinton, and you won't have to do it anymore.
No, that's okay.
Please, Hillary Clinton's going to get us out of Iraq.
She voted for it.
She'll go over there and declare herself queen. What are you talking about? Vote
in Ron Paul. I don't know. All I'm doing is listening to what
she's saying
now. You're right. That could change in the next 6 months.
What's that?
I'm saying all I'm listening to is what she's saying now. I agree with you. That could change tomorrow.
Right. It absolutely could. Vote for Ron Paul. He's a Republican. He's the only candidate out there that's going to get us out of this
and
war.
Most Americans understand that war is a bad idea. The Americans have historically been anti-war. And it's
there are
been
times
governments
when
that...
war is a very, very good idea.
Excuse me?
There are times when war is a terrific idea.
Only when it's defensive.
To paraphrase some British guys, give war a chance.
Yeah, it's an awful idea. It's only good in defensive purposes, and we haven't done that well in a long, long time in this country. Let's go back to the amplifier line. Bring Rob on the line in Georgia. Rob, you're on with Charlie.
Yeah, Charlie. If the social contract obligates you in the way that you're saying, what would be your problem with the Kelo decision, where that government, which apparently they elected, decided to take that property? In fact, what's the problem with various laws which have existed around the country saying that black people can't go out after dark, since they have apparently consented to those laws because they are part of this social contract?
I mentioned the Kelo decision earlier in the program as a classic example of a government abuse. I oppose it. I'm absolutely appalled by it, and I want to see it fought. I don't believe I ever said, and I hope you never got the idea that I'm saying that everything the government has done is a good idea and that the government is infallible. That's nonsense. It's ridiculous.
No.
I am saying that I owe an allegiance to the government as a citizen, and that when government takes decisions I don't like, I have the right and the obligation to work to oppose them. And so we're going to have a ballot measure out here to negate the Kelo decision in California, and I hope Georgia does the same thing.
Excellent.
Well, I hope it does, too. But how? Tell me this. How do you oppose this? Do you mean by not paying for the government, by taking up arms against the government?
No, you oppose it by acting through, through the legal channels to get things done about it. In the case of California, what we do is we circulate petitions, we get a measure on the ballot, we get the electorate to vote on it, and we pass a new law clarifying that. You see, the court was able to make that decision because the Connecticut law was unclear on that part of eminent domain, and they chose to take a statist approach, which I oppose. And now it's up to us to correct the court at the grassroots level.
I can understand where you're taking that approach. However, if you lose that ballot, and are you saying that you then have the obligation to obey it? Like I said, there have been places where black people have been banned from coming out after dark, and very clearly the overwhelming majority of the people in a particular area supported those rules. Are you saying that those black people just had an obligation to obey it?
I can't conceive of that. Where was that?
It's been various places all over the country. I mean, it's not very recent, but
black people, only black people were
learning how to read. I mean,
wait a minute. Let me make sure I understand you. Only black people had a curfew?
Yes.
I cannot conceive of such a thing. That's absolutely illegal, unconstitutional,
Charlie, we used to own them. Are you crazy?
That was 100-some-odd years ago. I'm sorry, the laws have changed a bit.
Does that make it any less what the government did? I mean, the government did what the government did. Was it legitimate at the time? I mean, people have just accepted it because the government said so?
Right now, if you go to certain parts of Africa, they still practice slavery.
We're talking about America, Charlie.
There are places where people are abusing kids and murdering people. That doesn't mean that you have any sort of reason to do it. That's totally insane.
Charlie, it's been a lot of fun. We're out of time, but thank you for the call, and thank you for
the interview.
I'm
delighted to have been on your program.
Very good. Thank you very much, Charlie.
We may do it again in the future, and have a great evening over there. Robert, thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you, and let's roll into real quick Johnson in Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live. Johnson.
Oh, I just had a quick question I wanted to ask him before he was off the line. Just because a bunch of people believe something, I can walk around here, a bunch of people believe Jesus is the Messiah. I go to China, they'll say Buddha. I go to, I go to an Islamic country, they say Mohammed, who's the real thing? I mean, if we were to go back in time, people would believe that the sun revolved around the earth. People would say that the world was flat. Just because a bunch of people believe something to be true doesn't make it true. I mean,
absolutely.
Sure, you can go down and people will accept that as truth, that there are nation states, but that doesn't make it reality.
I'm somewhere caught halfway between Ian's free marketeer philosophy and
There's no social contract. You admit
Charlie's,
that. We'll see you tomorrow
Republican
night online at freetalklive.com.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.